Hello and welcome back to 40 days and 40 nights on the Camino with Jamie, the long distance coach. This is your host, this is the author, Jamie Wallace. Day 28 on the Camino de Santiago, it's Sunday, and I am leaving Sarria and I'm heading towards Santiago de Compostela, which is now about 100 kilometres away. That day, I actually walked to Porto Marín, which is 25 kilometres away. I leave at 7:30 that morning and I arrive 5.5 hours later at 1 p.m. And here's what I've wrote in my journal. So after a CCL and croissant for breakfast, yeah, I'm getting the lingo sorted. So the CCL is a cafe con leche, so basically a latte, and croissant for breakfast. I set off up the street, leaving Sarria behind me. Lovely old cobbled streets, very picturesque, great for photos. There was a lot of fresh-faced pilgrims today. Yes, and you get a lot. There's a large groups of scouts. It's all setting off that morning as well. So this, as you may remember, this is the where most people who set out and say they've done the Camino de Santiago. This is the 100K starting point, and this is why lots of groups start from this point. So the way. Passed through some oak forests, a lot of old hamlets and farms, went uphill, went downhill every now and again. And at one of the shops along the way, I heard some Scottish Gaelic music playing. Imagine that, eh? But of course, the Galicians, you know, they really do their best to be Celtic, you know, and the Scottish music is one of their ways into that. They've got the kilt dress and they've got the bagpipes, the traditional music side of things. And so, yeah, they associate themselves with Scotland and it's a welcome association, of course. I ended up listening to Manran, as a result, and then I had to listen to some of the Proclaimers music on my way to Porto Marín that day. Now, on my arrival into the town of Porto Marín, all of the scouts who had been, leading the way, because basically I was quite lost that morning and I just decided I'm just going to follow these people. They must know where they're going. So I just decided to follow them, and I was pretty much taking it quite easy that day. So all these scouts had lined up on the stairway into the town of Porto Marín. So that was quite a thing to see. Hundreds, maybe 100 or 200 scouts all sat down on the stairs after the river. It was getting really hot that afternoon, so I found a bar and I got some food and drink and rested. My calves and my legs were so sore and my feet were starting to throb a bit. So I decided that if I get a bed that night, then I would rest. Excuse me. The first alberg that I looked into was full. But I did manage eventually to find a room. I found a bed in another alberg. It was just next to a pub. It was in the corner. I got out my refreshing foot gel that I got a few days ago, and that just felt amazing. Like, it was the tingling, the cold sensation and the tingling of it was just an amazing thing to feel, especially with the breeze hitting my legs against that. And it was so refreshing that I ended up just snoozing off and getting a wee ad hoc sleep that day. When I woke up, I went out and I went to near where the church was, where I had dinner. I had salad and beef stew. And then there was people going into the church for their stamp. So I also went in and got my stamp there as well. Ended up sitting through their communion and things like that. They had their kind of, what's it called? Mass. When they were doing their communion, I made my way out of the church. Sat down, had a beer, and wrote a wee postcard for Fortune. And I bought some socks and water that time. So quite a short day. So I'll just go on and talk about the next day as well. Day 29, walking the Camino de Santiago, 34 days from Scotland. Leaving Porto Marin at 7, just after 7 that morning, and taking about 10 hours to get to Maliva, about 40 kilometres away. So, in my mind, I had already resorted to not ever seeing Fortune again soon anyway. So as a result, I decided that I would go to Palas de Rei, or at the very most Porto Campagna. So yeah, I mean, there was always this thing driving me that maybe, you know, with all the miracles that I've had happen along the way, there might just well be a possibility of, you know, maybe just seeing him one more time for a third time. But I think I'd resorted, obviously, by this stage, that, you know, he was already, you know, he'd arrived in Santiago by this stage, and he was already ready to kind of start getting ready to kind of head back towards to Taiwan. So I'd accepted that. So I was just now making the most of the rest of my journey for me. I kept passing a Spanish family, a mum, dad, and son, who had been sleeping in the same dorm as me in Sarria. I also wrote down that I saw a mouse and a lizard today. There you go. In the morning, I spoke with a boy from Madrid. He powered ahead of me. He was very thoughtful last night. He offered me eggs, and this morning some Vaseline for my feet. And that morning as well, I'd bumped into Christiane and Begonia again. So it was quite good actually being able to do that. So, but there was something, you know, really within me that was driving me and pushing me forward to keep on going. And I was really determined to get to Melide, M-E-L-I-D-E. Because I remember this is one of the places that Fortune had recommended that I stay at. So it's where he had his octopus. And octopus is a popular dish in Galicia. They love their octopus there, even though it's in the mountains. I could never really understand why octopus, because they're in the mountains. But hey ho, that's just one of their delicacies there. So somehow or other, I found the strength and I made it all the way to Maliv, and I checked into the Municipal Albergue, €6 to stay the night, where I ended up making my own dinner. Some bread, ham, and hot dogs, along with some strawberries, iced tea, and crisps, and a few beers as well. So I chatted on the phone a wee bit with Fortune. So he's in Finisterre, so he'd already, you know, arrived in Santiago, and he'd made his way to the end of the earth, which is Finisterre. And then the next day, he's going to make his way to Murcia, as well. So that's another extension of the Camino, is to make your way to Murcia via Finisterre. On the Wednesday, he's going to go back to Santiago. And I'm really excited. You know, somehow I've got this feeling now that, you know, I can possibly, you know, touch wood, that all going well, I'm going to be able to see him one last time. So this is driving me forward. You know, this is going to push me over the line in Santiago before, and I'll get to see him before he manages to fly home. Maybe, just maybe. And this thing that just the way provides, this is a common phrase you'll hear as you walk along the Camino de Santiago. Not only Buen Camino, which is just your normal greeting every day, but the way provides, you know. It's a very popular phrase. And here's me hoping that come Wednesday, the way will provide for me that one last opportunity to say farewell to a good friend. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Tune in again tomorrow for the next episode.